Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, thanks for joining us for episode number 69. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, fellas?
Nothing too much. Having a good night.
We are.
Hanging out. Having a good time.
Having a good time.
Third time's a charm.
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't tell. No. First time every time. You know what's funny, Creepies? We have not had to edit any of these episodes.
Oh, and now that's all we're doing tonight.
What is this, 100 or number 69? So we've had, what, 119, 120, something like that?
Yeah.
Not one time.
Upwards.
It's just really weird how we just
flow right through
flow
here.
Flow right through. Not one mistake. No
we're
errors.
So full of it.
Professionals.
We are professionals. Okay, now the truth.
Your nose is growing.
I hit Sean. So
he's poking me.
We've had to edit a little bit more often tonight than normal.
We have.
I don't know why, but whatever.
Yeah, that's all right. It's mainly Sean's mess up.
No, we deal.
That's
at least 50% of the time.
I've had my share. Okay, yeah. So, Creepies, thanks for joining us once again for episode number 69.
We are assuming you are.
Hoping you
it's
are.
An assumption.
Our numbers are showing you are, so mm-hmm. I am assuming.
Which we appreciate.
They like us.
Yeah, they really like us.
And we love them.
Yes.
That's what I say.
We do.
Yeah. Lots of love.
Lots of love.
There lots of cheese.
Yeah, it's been a hot week.
Yes.
In the high 90s.
We're having a
heat index.
Wave.
What'd you say, Nate, earlier? It was like 107, 110.
I know Kokomo yesterday was 109.
Ooh.
Man, that's hot. Going. That's not warm. Texas hot. Texas is like 113s, but
yeah, and we'll yeah,
pretty darn close.
You know what's funny is when I walk out because I do work in the church and it's air conditioned. But when I walk out,
you're just bragging.
My glasses fog.
Oh yeah,
and I have to wipe them off. That's hot. Yeah,
it's
going
steamy.
From 60 degrees to 160.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm a summer guy. I'm a hot weather guy, so I'm enjoying it. I do feel bad, Nate. You're working outside. I feel bad for people that don't have air conditioned, but
yeah. I know it's a rough day when I have to use AC on the way into work.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
At
5:30 in the morning.
Oh, man.
Full blast.
It is. It hits you in the face when you step out, even, like you're saying, right in the morning. And it is.
Yeah.
It's hot. It is. You got to have a pool to jump into at some point to refresh yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watching Elijah do his second night of soccer tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
And then boys and the girls. I mean, they were drenched.
Yeah.
But they're going like it was nothing. I mean, you know, they were tired just from normal. But I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, at my age, I'd be collapsed.
Oh, I know.
They'd be calling the paramedics. Yeah.
I had Jude the other night out there, and I was watching neighborhood kids run around, and I was thinking the same thing, that it was so hot, but I would have done the same thing as a kid, just running around with little red faces and not think a thing about it.
I mean, I used to play baseball in the pants. Mm-hmm. and then,
oh, yeah.
Didn't matter. Yeah. So, Mr. Sean, what do
yes.
you got?
I've got a personal story from a listener, Scott Spencer, and it's called Mind If I Sit Here. So November 11th, 2013, West Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, at the Mel's Drive-In. I decided not to make breakfast that morning at the house I was renting. Instead, I drove down Laurel Canyon Boulevard to Sunset and made my way to Mel's Drive-In. I sat down at an outside table where I could enjoy the cool breeze, watch the tourist buses pass, and smile as the pretty girls walked by. A waitress came over and took my order. Cheese omelet, frosted flakes, white toast with grape jelly, glass of milk, and orange juice. Hungry, huh? The waitress asked with a smile. I answered with a smile and a chuckle. Then she left to place my order. I pulled out my iPad, keyed into Mel's Wi-Fi network, and decided to catch up on the local news of the day. As I sat reading, I felt the air grow a bit colder and thought nothing of it until I felt a presence. I looked up and around, but saw no one who looked to have just come into my immediate space. So I continued reading until I heard a female voice ask, "Mind if I sit here?" I looked up and did a double take. The voice had come from directly in front of me, yet there was no one there. After my astonishment, I regained my composure and said, nonchalantly as possible, "Sure, go ahead." It was at that moment that my breakfast arrived. My waitress must have noticed something in my demeanor and asked if everything was okay. I smiled at her and fell as I was quite hungry. She left. "Can I have a bite?" the voice asked. I paused, not knowing what to say when a busload of noisy but happy tourists came by. I don't know how or why, but the sudden arrival of the tourists seemed to disrupt something in the air, and with that, the ghost departed. I waited, but it didn't return.
Ooh.
Creepy.
There you go.
Very creepy. Thank you, Scott. And thank you, Sean, for reading that.
No problem. My pleasure.
Your pleasure.
As always.
Yeah, he's got a couple more stories that he sent, and I apologize again, Scott, if you're listening, that it's taken so long for me to get to your story, so... I told him that we'd read in the future episodes.
Absolutely. And here you go.
Yeah. So that was creepy. Yeah. It's a good one. So thank you for submitting that. And as always, listeners can submit their experiences, personal stories, whatever.
Because we do appreciate it.
And
we
Instagram, do get to, yeah. You know, email, whatever. So
if they saw some of the things that were coming in and all the ideas that we're rifling through, it takes us a minute sometimes to kind of get it streamlined, right?
Exactly. So, yeah. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. What else we got?
I have the first part of the announcements. And this is one of the most important parts of the show. We want to make sure and highlight and focus on our mental health, right, Nate, over there?
Yes.
So focus. We always like to focus on the mental health. Now we meditate, right? So we give out the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline, and that number is 1-800-662-4357. And we also want to give out the Suicide Veterans and Bullying Hotline, and that's 1-800-273-8255. Or you can text 838-255. And there's also a bullying website, stopbullying.gov.
I love how you're saying bullying.
I know, and I'm accentuating.
You should be proud.
You like that? I'm very proud.
Very good, yeah. Got to make sure our creepies are taking care of themselves, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that, and we want to play the Hillbilly Horror Stories promo for the Indie Live Show in July, so here that is.
Tracy, we are so excited for our upcoming live event in Indianapolis with Tragedy of Cinema and Middle Aged and Creeped Out.
Yes, we're looking forward to seeing all of you.
I'm Todd.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Sean, and we are Middle Aged and Creeped Out.
We are looking forward to sharing some creepy stories with all of our hometown listeners.
I'm Jimbo with the Tragedy of Cinema.
And I'm Kyle, also with Tragedy of Cinema.
Indy is also our hometown, and we have the perfect horror movie to break down for you guys.
Come out and see us on Saturday, July 16th at the VFW on South Lockburn and help veterans at the same time.
All three shows are clean, so this is a family-friendly event. Tickets are just $20. Seating is limited, so get your tickets now at hillbillyhorrorstories.com.
So there you go, creepies. Get your tickets, Sean.
Go get you some.
Go get you some.
I love to say that.
You do love to say that.
And I'd love for them to go get them some.
No kidding. Yeah, it's coming up soon, so we are just about a month away, right?
We'll be alive.
Yeah.
Now, afterwards, I'm not sure, but we'll show up.
Right.
You know, I can't guarantee.
End result, who knows, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, yeah, we hope to see as many creepies there as possible. Okay. Now, I've got my dad stat.
Yeah, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. Sorry.
Dad stat.
Oh, I thought that was my cue.
Dad stat. No, Todd's dad stat.
That sounds better, yeah.
The show. All right, here we go. The human eye blinks an average of 4,200,000 times a year.
Ooh. Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot. I want to know who has the time to figure this out.
To count that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's
extrapolate
see. One,
that.
Two.
Some math guy did, right, or girl. Yeah.
4,200,000 times a year, the average.
That's crazy. Mm.
Eye blinking.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Now, I would imagine, do you know people that like constantly blink?
Yeah, that might be
so
like,
they're probably like
triple,
yeah,
mm-hmm. triple that.
I'm going to throw the numbers. I'm not going to blink.
Oh, great.
Now
I got to
set off. He's
now I got to refit. Okay, to be honest with you, I'm
he's
the
establishing
one who came up with
a new norm. It's the new normal.
Now, we do have someone that goes to our church. I've talked about them. They are the retired volunteers. You know, they're 80 years old. She blinks. Let's see, this was 4 million turns. She blinks, I think, 17 times a year. 17 times, yeah.
So it's just like
she never blinks.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, she never does. No.
Did it make you feel uncomfortable?
Well, we're used to it, but yes.
Oh, okay.
If you don't know her and you're like, What's going on with that?
What's going on with you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's very, yeah. So she, well, see, now I got between Nate blinking.
repeatedly.
No, you said you're not going to blink.
Oh, no.
Now
no
she's blinking. Not. Oh,
he great. Hasn't yet.
Yeah. I'll redo these stats.
It's a stare down.
So that was my dad stat of the show.
I like it.
And I've got a quick shout out. I want to shout out to Kylie and the staff at the Taco Bell in Saratoga in mm-hmm. Plainfield, Indiana.
Yes.
They said they were going to listen to our show.
Nice.
So hi, Kylie. Hi, Taco Bell staff.
I like
whoever the rest of you.
All the places that you go to eat, which is every place in Plainfield and the surrounding areas.
So this one is in Saratoga. The only reason I went to this one is because uh-huh. I was on my way to Danville and I needed a cherry Pepsi because they don't have Coke products.
Yeah.
I always get a cherry Coke at Burger King and White Castle
right.
off of 267. This one, they only have Pepsi, but I like cherry Pepsi.
That's funny.
So then I go, hey, guys, do you listen to podcasts? And she goes, my mom does. And I go, she goes, but I do sometimes. I said, you like paranormal? Oh, I love creepy stuff.
So
there you go.
Here's a card.
So I gave her two or three. And the guy that waited on me, he was a super nice guy. I think she might have given him one too. Yeah. So
that's very cool.
And I always promise these people shout outs on our show. So I don't know if she's going to listen, but it's, hi, Kylie, if not.
Hello, Kylie.
And thank you. I hope you're listening. And tell your mom.
Right.
What do you say? Tell your mom. Tell your.
I tell. Don't hide your wife. Hide your kids.
That's right.
Tell
that's
your
right.
wife. Tell yeah. your kids. Right?
And it was an excellent.
And your mom.
Cherry Dad, Pepsi. Oh, splendid.
Okay.
Yeah. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sean.
Yes.
For you to tell our creepies, what are we going to discuss?
I've been weirdly excited about this one ever since Nate came up with it.
Yeah. I think when he sent it to us.
You're welcome.
I was like, oh, okay.
We were.
I see what we got now.
Well, we've been talking about how hot the temperatures are. And Woo. When he mentioned this, we were at the pool, and I was like, it's brilliant. Like, it's so simple, it's brilliant. But we are going to talk about, I'd say Satan, but it's Satan.
Satan.
Right?
Satan?
This is
Satan.
Like I said, Nate's pick, so we'll give credit to Nate.
Yeah, he sent, yeah, when he sent that out, I went, oh, he's bringing the big gun out. He's
so if all the fire and brimstone comes down upon us, we know who to blame.
Yeah.
Bring in the cleanup out.
Send in
exactly.
the clowns.
Yeah, this is a... heck of a topic. So, yeah, it is Nate's pick. So
yes. Mm-hmm. Your fault.
Yeah, he also goes by the name of the devil.
Mm-hmm. El Diablo.
Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
Diablo, yeah.
Mephistopheles. Did you not want to tackle that one?
I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Oh, sorry.
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Jump in, wherever.
Don't be jumping in on him.
He's a big topic.
I know. I wanted to steal the really difficult one because I thought I would mess it up, actually.
Yeah. He is usually seen as a fallen angel and rebelled against God. So, God damned him to hell.
Yeah.
So now he's the ruler of hell.
He's the ruler of earth right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His days are coming. And so he's got it. That's why he's trying to create as much havoc as possible. Because he knows.
Oh, you think there's havoc on Earth?
A little bit.
It's like heaven on Earth right now, right?
Yeah. Oh, so he's definitely trying to get as many people to follow him to where he's going. And he's going to be good.
Controls demons.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
There's fallen angels. Army of angels. Mm-hmm.
He is the man when it comes to demonic.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say this for our creepies.
Yes.
We're not, you know, as we try to do on just our normal topics, paranormal, you know, whether it's a ghost or Bigfoot, whatever, especially getting into Satan because it does get into faith.
Sure, yeah.
You know, we're not trying to persuade anybody one way or the other. If you believe in him, if you don't, good or evil. I do personally. I'm going to speak for myself. I imagine Sean and Nate do, but I'm going to say, so we're going to try not to tiptoe around, you know, trying to, we still have to discuss it because obviously, you know what I mean? He's mentioned in the Bible and I believe the Bible and I believe in good and evil and God and Satan. I mean, there's a opposite, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, also though there is a paranormal side. So it's kind of, that's why I was excited when you did send it and I was like, ooh, okay, how are we going to tackle this? So So again, we have to mention the faith stuff, but then also the creepy paranormal, you know, how movies and, you know, how he's portrayed in many, I mean, he's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
It's a wide open topic.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's the avenue I wanted to approach this as is not a religious,
right.
You know, discussion of, you know, God versus Satan, but more of a, he's a scary dude.
Yeah.
What makes him tick, you know, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I think just the character himself, the, you know, how he's been depicted.
Like,
and
like I say, he's a popular, I mean, he's definitely in movies. And,
oh, yeah.
You know.
It's the history is interesting. The way he's portrayed is interesting. The way he's, you know, there's a little bit of everything. And we'll touch on a little bit of everything. But I think it is fun to keep it lighthearted to a degree because it is a serious subject. But I want to run through quickly. I promise quickly. His some of his names, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
These are great. So Abaddon is Hebrew for destruction, accuser, adversary, angel of light, or being Satan can transform into. The morning star is another one, which I was always referred to him as, or have heard. Angel of the bottomless pit, Antichrist. Apollon, which is Greek for destroyer. Beast, Beelzebub, which is ruler of the demons. Belial, deceiver, devil, dragon, enemy. Evil one, father of lies.
Yes,
that's a good one. King of the bottomless pit, lawless one, Leviathan. Ooh, that's a good one. Liar, Lucifer, murderer, power of darkness, prince of the power of the air, ruler of the darkness, ruler of this world. Like you said, serpent of old, son of perdition. Excuse me, fallen star, tempter, thief, and wicked one. Now that's a lot. I mean, I've got some nicknames, but that's quite a list.
Yeah.
So how many people have?
I'm sure there's more.
And I would say if there's 20 there, I mean, I don't know how many names there were, but I've heard there's about three I have not heard. But yeah, I've heard of all the other.
Prince of Darkness might be my favorite.
Prince of Darkness. Wait a minute. I thought that was Satan. Ozzy Osbourne.
That's a good, right? I know, yeah.
Satan also has the authority over a group of fallen angels or their offspring. And their job is to tempt humans to sin and punish them.
That's
sort of his
pretty
biz.
Much it.
He took what, a third of the angels from heaven, right? Isn't that what were cast away with him when he was trying to overthrow God or become more powerful than God, and God didn't like that so much.
He
kind of got wise to the devil's idea, and he's like, "No, you're not going to do that."
Yeah, I hate to tell him. No, I don't hate to tell him. He is going to lose. He knows. Oh no, he knows. He knows he's done for. And he will be in hell forever and his minions. And yeah. So what I've always thought since I was a kid, I did not grow up in church. My mom and dad believed in Jesus and God, as I did, but we didn't. It just wasn't part of our life anyway. Satan, the devil, has always been, you know, we talk about all these characters, these movie characters and stuff, and all these creatures and entities and cryptids. I've always been frightened, you know, scared. I remember when I was probably 5 or 6, I asked my mom, I can't remember 5 minutes ago, but I can remember when I was 5. I said, "Hey, mom," I said, "now if I look like, you know, like the four registers, you know," I said, "is the devil down there? Like, if I mean," and she's like, "No,
only in the winter."
That's right.
What?
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's starting to get cold, mom. Yeah, I was thinking like he was like right underneath us, and she's like, "No, that's not how it works. Yeah. That's not where he's." Yeah. So, he's always been on. Yeah, he's. I've known about him. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's terrifying and scary, and how he's portrayed in movies is you know, sometimes he's portrayed as the hooves and the tail and the horns, and
like
then sometimes
legend.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Oh, Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Oh,
Curry.
Yeah. That's one. That's how I. Yeah.
That's probably my first like.
Yes.
Visualization, you know, seeing that movie and
that might
seeing,
be like
playing
the best
Satan.
Yeah.
Personification.
And then also is
Al Pacino,
because he was a
yeah.
That's a great one too.
Al Pacino, because he does. I don't think he is that hoofed.
Yeah.
Ugly monster. It's because he presents himself as
the deceiver.
Well, he was a beautiful angel. He was like the most, the best looking, the most gorgeous, beautiful light in heaven, you know? And I think that's how he draws you in, because he presents himself to be that, you know? Because if you see a creature, well, you're not going to be a part of that. But if you see something that's portrayed as a beautiful being,
and they say in old art, so in more ancient art, I would say, when they were portraying the devil, they made him look just like any other angel, and
he was
a lot of times blue. They would show him in blue. Now in
modern times, they started making him look ugly and sure. hoofed and mm-hmm. more, you know, like easy to spot. Like, oh, there's the devil. And he wouldn't stay away that. From him. No, mm-hmm. he wouldn't. So that's what's interesting. And that's what they always say. We've said this before, too, is that's the devil's greatest trick is to deceive mankind into not mm-hmm. believing in him.
Oh, that's the best.
And
yeah.
so, yeah. So, but they said that it was actually Faust, you know, in a play that not to get too deep into it, highly successful story, which leads the character Faust to have a pact with the devil at a crossroads, exchanging a soul for unlimited knowledge and worldly pleasures. And in that play or in that story, Mephistopheles, which is the devil, that's they dressed him up to look at what we think of the horns and uh-huh. red and all that stuff. But they're like, yeah. this is what he needs to look like. He needs to have a tail and he's burning in hell and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So it's interesting. We get that kind of idea. Back with, we've talked about this guy too, Dante Alighieri in his Divine Comedy, Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
Dante takes a trip with the Greek poet Virgil, and they go through one, all of them are interesting. It's Paradiso, it's Purgatorio, and then it's Inferno. And Inferno is the most interesting because you go through the nine levels of hell, and for each what you know, sin that you were basically guilty of, you have a different punishment. But they get down into the ninth level, and the devil is stuck basically. And so we think, oh, it's got to be an inferno. He's actually frozen, at least in Dante's view. And Dante was very enriched, you know, obviously Catholic in his Catholic background. Mm-hmm. And in his storytelling, you can tell there's a very political spin to it as well. And so he's trying to demonize some of the people he saw as the bad guys of that day and also make them look like they were in league with some of these levels of hell and the devil and everything. But the devil is consuming souls. So he has a belly full of souls and he's just eating
yeah.
souls. And Dante actually views him as a pathetic being. Like mm-hmm. you feel sorry for him almost. And he actually gets across and gets by him. But there's almost this like, he's, like you said, he done for. This is not going to end well for him.
I mean,
him,
he knows how it's going to end.
Right. So, mm-hmm. but he is actually quite a pathetic being in the Divine Comedy.
He's trying to bring anybody and everybody he can because he wants them to suffer along with him.
Yeah.
You know, that's his pretty much his end game, and he knows how it's going to end. So,
not to get into too much of the, you know, Bible sense of Satan, but I do like this paragraph as sort of like a foundation somewhat of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Says in the book of Genesis, or the book of Genesis does not mention him. He is often identified as the serpent in the Garden of Eden. And then in the, let's see, Synoptic Gospels,
mm-hmm.
Satan tempts Jesus in the desert and is identified as the cause of illness and temptation. And in the book of Revelations, Satan appears as a great red dragon who is defeated by Michael the archangel and cast down from heaven. He is later bound to 1,000 years, or bound for 1,000 mm-hmm. years, but is briefly set free before being ultimately defeated and cast into the lake of fire.
Yep.
So that's sort of like the timeline of his of Satan's yeah. life, more or less.
Yeah. God says, okay, go ahead.
Mm.
But it's going to end at some point.
Yeah.
We all, yeah. So, no, I'm glad you mentioned that, actually. Yeah. Mm. He is, he's the great deceiver, and he... you know, as a Christian, it's funny, like, you know, I don't want anybody, my friends, family, you know, strangers, people I don't like, you know, am I supposed to hate anybody? Because that's God commands that. So it doesn't say he doesn't say I have to like everybody. I mean, I can mm-hmm. dislike, there's people that go to church with me I don't like, you mm-hmm. know, and they're going to go to heaven. But, and it's weird what Sean, you said, like, you do awful, or sometimes part of me feels sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
As awful, like he is the great, think of all these serial killers and these people that murder and kill and just, they're horrible human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Then there's Satan, the devil is a million times worse than them. But I do kind of feel sorry. Like why did that have to happen? Why did he have to challenge God and try to be God? And then these, you know, the followers, the other angels,
you know, went down with him. And like I said, I'm glad he's going to hell and he's going to be there for eternity. But like I said, part of me was like, man, you dummy.
Well, unfortunately.
What were you thinking? You know, what were you thinking?
Unfortunately, it seems like there's always has to be a sense of conflict.
No, yeah.
There's always good, bad, light, dark, you know, evil, heroic.
Right.
Yin and yang.
Yeah.
It just, there has to be that balance. I presume.
And
you can't have one without the other.
Right. And before you, I know you're going to say something.
Oh, no. You can always tell.
Well, no, but as old as I am, I'm going to forget. I respect if our listeners or creepies are thinking, I don't believe in death. You know, there might be some, they don't believe in God. They don't believe, they could be atheists. They could be, or they could be agnostic. They're not quite sure. Mm-hmm. Or they believe in God, but they don't believe, there's a lot that believe in Jesus and God. They don't believe in the devil. Or they believe in the devil, but then they don't believe. You said exactly, to me, it's too simple that it's, you got to have one or the other because the other one justifies the opposite, right? So, how are you going to know what's good and what's bad? What's evil and what's not?
You have to have something to base your judgment off of.
Because then if there's no good or evil, then everything's, and it's not true. How do I know that it's, you know, like I could be walking down the street and I could, hey, maybe I should knock this old lady out, you know, and steal her stuff.
Right.
No, there's something that tells me that's
like, that's evil. Not right. That's not,
yeah. Or but, I mean, what also tells me to, hey, maybe ask her if I can help her, you know, cross. I know kind of, do they do this anymore? I'm a Cub Scout. Yeah, no, but I'm just saying like, or should I steal this thing out of the store or should I not? There's something.
Well, if everything, if all that existed was good, then how do you know good is good? You have nothing to base that off of.
Right. And to me, there is God who's good and Jesus, and then there's Satan. And there's that he represents all that is evil, all that is bad, all that is negative. And they play. Yeah, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. You got to have something to be the opposite to know what is what.
Man,
I mean, you know. But like I said, we're not trying to persuade anybody. Trust me. I want everybody to be in heaven. I want everybody to be a Christian. But that's not going to happen. And we're not here to persuade anybody on this podcast. But I'm not going to steer away from who he is, Satan, and who God is. And I'm still, you know, and.
Well, and it's just three middle-aged guys trying to figure the best that we can what this whole subject is too, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do I believe him? Oh, yeah.
If you don't have the opposite of something, then what do you have?
Exactly. Right.
We've talked about how, you know, what do we fear? And one of the things we keep talking about, demons, and demons come from that dark realm, and Satan is like the main demon, you know what I mean? If you're really thinking about it. So there is a fear factor there too. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how it's come around, you know, the story of Satan. And like, you know, we talked about him being this actually being of perfection, you know, and has fallen. And then we look throughout history of a lot of the pagan religions that how they looked at it. We could talk about this for a while, so I won't go into this in depth. But like some ancient gods like Pan, and Pan looks, you know, he has the goat features and the horn features and all that. And then there's also another pagan god named Bes. So these are ways that people started saying, this is how we're going to personify. That's how they get the goat idea, you know, and then just the way that we visualize it is this modern form. It's kind of like Santa Claus, you know, how Santa Claus is kind of, you know, characterized a certain way in our head, and Hollywood has helped with all that kind of stuff. But it's interesting how it has also helped. I mean, he is a personification of evil. He is the adversary of God. But I wanted to take it quickly back to the Divine Comedy with Dante. There's a movie, and we've mentioned it before, What Dreams May Come, and it's Robin Williams. And one of the most memorable parts is when he goes with his son, spoiler alert, and he stands at the gates of hell, and it is frightening, you know, like to think, oh, this is what the gates of hell would look like, right? And there is a sign there that reads, and Dante is the Divine Comedy, it at the gates of hell, it says, abandon hope, all ye who enter here. And it's just, to me, that just personifies, you know, I know that's a whole nother discussion on hell, but we're talking about the entrance into where the devil resides. So that to me is always,
that stirs so many deep emotions. You know, again, we're having conversations about so many different things, but that really, there's that humanistic side of us that we question, you know, what's God? What's the devil? What's good? What's evil? Why do they both exist? We've already kind of talked about, there's some good reasoning behind that, but it still is a lot of unknowns for us. You know what I mean? And it does, it tests, you know, what do you believe? What do you have faith in?
I think he has to be, he definitely has to be part goat. Because that part of him makes him bad.
Bad. I knew you were going there.
You know, I was going to. It sounded like a setup. Like, I knew there was a joke coming. I thought, well, no, maybe he's. You know. That's good, though, Nate. That was good.
That was good. See, I like the fact. Bad. I was thinking, how do we. This is. It's such a serious subject, and we are not trying to make light of it on. For fun, but no, we are kind of, it's a little fun. But you were talking about the Gnostics, and then there's Satanists, and it's interesting how, you know, Ozzy is played with the character to make himself look, you know, more theatrical. Aleister Crowley.
He even says that.
Oh, it's, he knows. Right. Like, yeah. He's the Prince of Darkness, right?
Yeah.
And Aleister Crowley, he did a lot for, you know, any kind of devil worship and demons was more shock value and just to make himself look, you know, honestly, very theatrical.
He's still. When we talk, I know we did an episode a while back, but when his name comes up, I still
just laugh.
Like, what did he not do? Because it seemed he was in everything.
He and Saint Germain, right?
Yes, right. Those two guys. I'm like
knuckleheads.
You wild guy. Yeah.
Aleister Crowley. The boys were
wild, crazy guys.
The boys were asking me the other day in the pool, "What's your favorite episode?" And I said 31 Aleister Crowley, and they're like, "Who's that?" I'm like. Don't listen to your.
It's just
older.
Like, oh, of course he was doing this, or of course he was trying that. Yeah.
Maybe. The other character in history, in recent history for us, is the fact that the Church of Satan hasn't. It's go back not too far in history, and you're like, what's the Church of Satan? Well, a gentleman named Anton LaVey is the one who brought. They say, you know, kind of started the whole satanic panic, which is something we're going to talk about
back
in the future
in the
60s.
Too.
Right. And he was very much, like I said, he's kind of the father, godfather, whatever you want to call it, the Church of Satan. And he's also, there's a definite theatrical, you know, basis for him as well. So, but that's, that also brings in the whole idea of using the devil as theater. You know what I mean? To make a show.
Right. I saw a documentary about like a, the Church of Satan or Satanic Church or whatever, and you can just tell like it was sort of an act. It was very theatrical they talk about it, and it's like, do you really believe this?
So here's something I always thought. I always thought the Church of Satan or Satanist was literally they, like, as much as I go to my Christian church and worship God and Jesus. I'm picturing in my head that they're going literally to a, I'll say church, but a place of worship, and they're worshiping who we're talking about tonight, Satan, the devil, whatever. And they actually don't. It has nothing to do with the devil.
Yeah.
It's because they don't believe in the devil. They don't believe in God. It's the so I learned, this was a couple of years ago, I learned through, again, podcasting or listening to podcasts. Satanists aren't worshiping the devil. It has nothing to do with him or that entity. It's just do what you want. It's
Aleister Crowley.
It's living your life and just there's no rules. It's, you know what I mean? It's not, they're not trying to hurt anybody. They're not worshiping, you know, maybe a few here and there, but Satanists are not in it to worship devil because they don't believe in him. It's just, it's a debauchery. It's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that was very interesting because on another podcast, whoever it was, I can't remember, it's been a few years, a Satanist wrote in and said, "You've got it all wrong. We don't believe in the devil. We don't worship the,
right.
We're just in it for the fun." It's like, have fun, do what you want. And like, he's like, we're not sacrificing kids and goats and we're not drinking blood. Mm-hmm. It's just
not bloodletting and all
it's
that
not,
fun
yeah,
stuff.
We don't have a picture of the devil. He's like, cause we don't believe in him. We don't believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're atheists. Yeah.
This is a picture of the devil that is pretty disturbing. That's consuming people.
I have seen that. Yeah. That's a famous one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So I knew, I mean, maybe not, but I mean, just if there's somebody out there who's like, well, that's not what Satan is. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. I know what Satan is. It's not.
About right. Exactly. That's yeah. I've heard that too, actually. But
there's no rules.
Well, and that's what I was getting at with the documentary and stuff too. Cause mm-hmm. They don't sit there and talk heavily on, oh, Satan this, Satan
no,
that.
No, it's not even.
It's just. Yeah, you sit there and watch it, and it's like,
no,
what are these people doing?
No, because if you ask them, they're like, no, we don't believe in the devil. It's not. Yeah. It's just a symbol of they say Satanists, but it's they all just call themselves the debaucheries or just the fun, Because I remember one said, he goes, oh, there's lawyers that are Satanists. I mean, people that would not break a law. They would be, they're good citizens, but they don't adhere to the Ten Commandments. Or I mean, not that they're going to kill somebody, but I'm saying they don't. They just kind of do their willy-nilly living, you know. Mm-hmm. There's no right. So I don't know if I really explained that well, but I'm gonna
go with
what I, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
I think I kind of should have stopped about 3 minutes ago, but yeah,
you're fine. This I got from Fandom Myth and Folklore, and it's Satan, right? So the enemy of God and humanity, Prince of Hell. We've gone through all the names, right? Mm-hmm. Satan, also known as the devil, is the king of demons, and in the Abrahamic religions, in ancient Hebrew scripture, Ha Satan, with Ha translating to English as the, is not a name, but a title meaning either the accuser or the adversary. In some Hebrew scriptures, the Satan is an angel of God whose purpose is to test humanity, particularly the most devout of God's flock. In others, he's the fallen angel who is no longer working within God's divine plan. So I think it's interesting when he shows up in the Bible as the snake in the Garden of Eden. A lot of us associate him that way. In the book of Job, when he was testing Job, right? With Jesus, in the desert 40 days, 40 nights, and he tests him with every earthly pleasure he could. So he shows up as that, let me just test your faith in God. So I think that's interesting that as far as all that goes.
I've always loved that story. Mm-hmm. Just Jesus, nope.
Would you be? And that's why I was thinking about that the other day when I was listening to
this all could be yours,
right? Would you have been able to say, get away from me, Satan, kind of thing, or been like,
well, remember,
that looks pretty good. Let's just let's just delve into all the earthly pleasures.
We do every day in some aspect. Right?
That's right. Yeah, and because we all fall short
in a much smaller
right. Yeah,
comparison God, to what Jesus was tempted. Yeah. And now remember, he was fully. He was fully man when he came to earth, but he was fully God, Jesus was, so he could rely on, when I decide to have a foul mouth here and there, or a bad thought, or I gossip, or I'm kind of choosing which at that second, how I want to be, but but if I want to, do something nice for somebody or speak of somebody that, or pray for somebody that I don't particularly like. Then I choose the God side,
Mm-hmm.
So I think every day we battle. Every day, multiple times a day, we choose which, as certain instances. Now, overall, no, I and I don't mean to do that stuff because I'm like, I think I'll side with Satan this time. No, that's not how my thinking is. It's just we're sinful, so we kind of give in to the bad side.
Here's a statement from the Church of Satan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it'll help clarify more, but the Church of Satan has chosen Satan as its primary symbol because in Hebrew it means adversary, opposer, one to accuse or question. We see ourselves as being the Satans, the adversaries, opposers, and accusers of all spiritual belief systems that would try to hamper enjoyment of our life as a human being.
Right. Right.
Do what thou wilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm glad you read that. Thank you, Nate.
I think it's interesting also to look at Satan in Islam. Satan is known as, this is where that Iblis, which means devil or Satan. Mm-hmm. There are two people known as Iblis. First one is Harith, Azazel, or Abu Mura, I'm not going to get any of those right, who refused to prostration for Adam, Second one, Samuel, who was whispering to Adam and his wife and Jonna. And then there's also the influences in the belief of them. I heard about this one, too, when I was going through some of the research in Zoroastrianism. I can never say that correctly, so I'm not even going to try it again. Is believed that he's a god of darkness named Angra-Manayu or Ahriman. It's the eternal struggle with the god of good and light. When people say this, makes it sound so easy. Arul-Mazda. It is widely believed by scholars that belief in, I'm going to say, influenced Jewish thought concerning Satan after the Jewish people were released from captivity in Babylon by Zoroastrian Persian Empire. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that there are 2,000-3,000 different world religions, and there's certain main ones, but it's interesting how each of them have different ways of looking at evil, or like you said, the Satanists, how they don't even believe in him, which is ironic, right?
Yeah, right.
Mm. To most of us, mm-hmm. who would have that misconception. So
yeah, it's quite the topic, Nate.
It is. Yeah,
this one is very as we're talking about, I'm like, man, there's a lot of ways we can go with this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I found this on the internet, the interweb, as they call it. There are 25. I'm not going to take the time to read all 25, so I'm going to read the last 15, some of the movies.
Yes.
Most of them I've heard. I would imagine the creepies would hear most of them, and then, there's a few I'm like, never heard of that. And then, so some before that, though, I will say one of the movies that I saw, I was probably in my 20s, very scary, Rosemary's Baby, mm-hmm. 1968. Yeah.
Yes.
Roman Polanski's, oh my gosh, that with Mia Farrow, who gets pregnant.
Disturbing.
Has, mm-hmm. Ooh, that one, ooh, that was rough. So here's the fifth, or these are the top 15 movies. Day of the Beast, 1988. And what's interesting, they show a picture of what their portrayal of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was like a goat creature.
Mm-hmm.
Angel Heart, 1987, Robert De Niro. The Devil and Daniel Webster, 1941. Fantasia, 1940.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the cartoon.
Yep.
That's, with the wings. Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny.
Dave Grohl.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can tell it's him.
Right. Yeah.
Time Bandits. You ever seen that movie?
I have.
My mom took me to the movie theater as a 10-year-old. Yeah, 1981. The Witch, 2015. I want to say this. This is way off topic. I know a lot of people that loved the movie in 2015, The Witch. Have you guys seen that?
I have not.
I don't know.
My wife and I, it's the second worst movie we've ever seen. And we might lose listeners. I don't know. It's like everybody loves this movie. It's like back in the early, New England days, back in the 1800s. And it's a family that we don't understand what all the rave is about. We're like, oof. Okay. Hmm. Anyway, I had to go on a tangent. Okay. The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus,
mm-hmm.
2009. Constantine, we did see that, 2005.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was with Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
And he played Constantine. Legend. There you go.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Tim Curry, 1985. That, to me, is probably the best.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty creepy.
By far.
Haxan, 1922. But see how that's creepy.
Yeah.
That's the devil. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Number four, Faust, 1926.
Yep, that's what we were talking about. Yep.
Yep. South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Yes.
Okay.
Devil's and then, always in
there. Great movie, The Devil's Advocate.
Mm.
We talked about.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Pacino.
And I have never seen this movie. I maybe heard The Prophecy, 1995. You ever heard?
I've heard. I don't think I've seen that.
It's got Christopher Walken. I don't know. Not that old, but 95. So anyway, those are some of the movies, And then Little Nicky with Adam
Little
Sandler.
Nicky.
That's funny. He's got Mr. Hitler.
Oh gosh.
It's that time again. Oh no. Yeah. It's just funny how, and there's probably hundreds of other movies and shows, even some of the shows, what's funny is they
Church
even,
Lady. Satan?
Yes.
Satan?
Like even
Ace Ventura.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ventura. Satan. Yes,
oh,
Satan.
Oh, yeah. I was like, right. Yes, Satan?
Right?
Oh,
a lot of references
else
out there, right?
Right, right. The Witches of Eastwick.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, Mr. Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, yep.
We've mentioned him a time or two.
I think of all these movies, though, the one that freaked me out the most and scared me was Rosemary's Baby. The one I liked most was with De Niro and Keanu Reeves. What was the name of the movie?
Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, Devil's Advocate. I remember watching that. Yeah,
it's fantastic.
That was pretty well done.
But we lose in the end, Dad, or whatever. And he's like, but consider the author, son. Creepy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's tempting him, you know,
yeah,
trying to show him all this. Yeah, you got the condo or the apartment,
attractive and women.
Power and the clothes and
I know there's a game that I've always been into playing is all the Diablos role playing games.
Ah, I've never played that.
Yeah, they're good. They're fun. They just released
I'm scared
a version on your smartphone.
Oh,
so I've been playing that one.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, it's go up scared against the demons of hell.
Sounds like fun.
And vanquish them.
Sounds like a good time.
It's good. Do that tonight.
The thing that I like the gameplay.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, it's because it's one where like you collect body armors and helmets and pants, and
you're gonna need a lot of all that.
And rings and necklaces, and you know, everything has a magic element to it, and it just boosts all your fighting characteristics and power and all stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun too, trying to collect newer stuff to make you more powerful. But then the storylines are always really good on it's almost like you're in a movie.
Yeah, right.
Playing it. And there's cut scenes too, cinematic scenes and stuff.
Do the demons stop and say, are you wearing magical pants? Why, yes, I am. Now I'm going
to... No, they do not.
Whip your devil, you know what?
Yeah.
No, the storylines are, you know, I mean, it sort of holds true with all this. Like, you know, I mean, Diablo and his brethren are fallen angels and... they created some of the angels went with him, and they stole these world stones that give the power to create life.
Mm.
And so they utilized them and created Earth, which is called Sanctuary.
Ooh.
And so since the demonics realm is trying to take over Sanctuary and take over humankind, then the angels start stepping in, and a fallen or an angel that gave up his powers of an angel to help the humans, Tyriel, he falls from heaven and helps you out and helps guide you. And
I gotcha.
And then you got to try to get the world stones from the bad demonic people and try to destroy the world stones, but you can't rightfully destroy them. So, yeah, it's just really good storylines.
Hmm.
Makes it fun.
I've never heard of it.
And you at the end, you go up against Diablo.
Mm. Makes the game worth it, right?
Mm-hmm. Every time I hear Diablo, it reminds me of Talladega Nights. No more shake and bake. I go by El Diablo.
El Diablo.
Oh, gosh. This Satan guy, I don't know.
I think one of the most interesting I found there is a whole catalog of things he's called, but I like this one that I'd never heard. This one is the Warlock, and it is a term in English meaning the Oathbreaker. Although Satan actually is a magical demon, but this title is not given to him for this reason. It's because he made many people break their oath with God. So I thought that was interesting. So he is also known as the Warlock.
Yeah. You know, another thing that God...
The great deceiver.
Satan does. He just wants you... He's not even also, like, the big thing is he doesn't care about if you believe in God because he believes in God. And they always say the demons believe in Jesus. You know, they just want to keep us preoccupied, you know?
Yeah.
If they can keep us busy with other stuff where we don't
You know, I'm guilty of it. I don't read my Bible as much. I don't need, you know, that's just as good, you know.
Yeah.
If he's, you know, people that that are, I don't know. But when I got baptized in 2005, September 11th, 2005, I remember our senior minister at the time, he said, this was kind of intimidating. I mean, it was kind of like, okay, I'm pumped up. Then I was kind of like, ooh. He said, Satan does not like what you're doing right now. He's not happy. And I was like, oh my gosh. You know, like I didn't think about that. Serious, you know. He's like, no. He's from here on out, he's going to try everything in his power to, you know, combat what you're doing. And that really put a big, yeah, I was like, ooh, put a perspective how serious this
put
is.
Put a bullseye you know? On you.
Yeah, I'm like, well, right? Great. That's nice. He's like, okay, let's get you baptized.
Yeah, let's, let's get you wet. This. Let's go.
I go, I'm ready. You know, but yeah. Anyway, it's just, yeah.
No, it is. It's, like, yeah.
Okay.
It's great. Not something to be taken lightly. That's for sure.
No, but, you know, we've read story or on other episodes, you know, about occultists, you know, again, not trying to pick on anybody, but, you know, I'm calling what it is. They're the ones that do worship, you know, Satan, you know, and, or I think most of them, I don't know. Could be speaking out terms, but
there's
they gotta be careful what they're, you know.
That's right.
Or if it's not the devil, Satan himself, it's demons, you know, or something.
Then you have like all these serial killers like H.H. Holmes and stuff like that, and a lot of them,
oh yeah,
like their last words, or if they get, you know, if they interview them and that kind of stuff, ask them why they did it, or why are they the way they are, and it's always like, you know, the devil made me do it, or I am the devil. Right. Or
yep. What H.H. Holmes say, and he said that
I am the devil. I can't help it.
He said since the day I was born, he didn't say the devil, but he said the whatever one was right next to me,
the evil one or something like that.
Yeah, the evil one was next.
He's the epitome of evil, right?
That's like, but chilling, very chilling. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he
before he died, because he's had multiple. He said, you know, I am the devil.
Yeah.
El Diablo.
He said the devil. Yeah, he did say that. Diablo. And he said the evil one has been my representative since I go. Oh, my gosh. Richard Ramirez, remember the famous, you know, he's holding up the pentagram on his carved in his hand or you know, drawn. I'm like, whew, I don't know.
Dealing with powers you have no idea, right?
Yeah. What we talked to, you know, we did the Ouija board.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, and, well, going back to The Exorcist, I mean, you know. It's,
yeah, possession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say a lot.
Nine-tenths of the law, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. I had to. I've been holding.
Cut his mic.
He's gone.
I don't know where else I can go with this, because it's like either we could go another 3 hours or.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
I mean,
as I try to get my glasses on.
How in depth do you want to go with it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot there. I mean, you can really just crunch down and analyze.
I was
kind of
intimidated
by
excited, because I was like, ooh, I like this, because I can't remember the other episode or the other topic. You sent two great ones. And I don't know if we already did it. But anyway, I was like, ooh, these are going to be awesome.
Yeah,
but also, I was kind of like.
Yes, to your question. We've already done the other one. Yeah.
Yeah. What was it?
Boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
That drops.
Yeah.
Because, again, not.
It'll have dropped by the time this drops.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, where do we go? Because, you know, I got to be honest, and I hope our creepies. Appreciate that, whatever their belief is, whether they believe in God, Jesus, the devil, none of it, or they're not Christians, but so they're Hindu or, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to just cater to everybody. I got to say what my beliefs are, if I'm going to be honest, but I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad or feel whatever. I'm just stating what my beliefs are based on my faith, and then what
your Satan might not be someone else's Satan.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is what you perceive it to be.
Yeah.
I mean, evil's evil at the end of the day.
And I believe, I mean, he is, I'm just saying, we got to talk about that. And then we can talk about, you know, the kind of, you know, how he's portrayed in movies and how is he depicted in paintings and books, you know, you know, it's like The Passion, you know, with Jim Caviezel, He was completely
white.
That's
a good point.
He looked like a. How would you describe it? Like, I mean, gosh, that creeped me out more than the hooves and the horns.
Yeah.
He was just this pale white, and he's just walking slow right along Jesus, and you know, on the way to get crucified. And he was just, had that like smirk, and then
disheartening
and the snake,
disturbing.
The snake was, That sent a different view, because I'm like, he was this white light, this white bright, but yet he is just white face and gray. Oh gosh, that was another pretty wild depiction.
Yeah,
you know. So,
I think we did a good job of covering it because we, as only we would, right? Just from every angle, right?
We're all over the place.
We're all over the place. But we also dropped little seeds, right? We're like Johnny Appleseed. We're putting seeds of other things that we can bring up.
Yeah.
Topic of hell, the satanic panic, all these different.
Oh man, the
characters.
We're gonna do probably a 2 or 3 episode or 2 or 3 part episode on the satanic panic. I've got that on my list.
Yeah.
From the '80s and early '90s.
So I think we have, like I said, this
and the names
this
are great.
Been a good way to
the names are
branch out more.
Yeah,
bring that tapestry in, right? I haven't said that in a while.
No, you haven't.
Tap tapestry.
He's usually depicted as a humanoid and of some sort, whether it be half goat and whatever. But
you just want to make more.
But goat, I mean, bad. He could be anything you think that he could be. So I mean, he could be, you know, your next door neighbor that you don't like. You don't know.
He could be Sasquatch. Bigfoot.
Maybe. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Evil comes in all different forms.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, that's sort of
the Jersey Devil, right?
Well, I know that's for a
depicted
fact.
Vision comes, of him.
Yeah.
So.
He kind of. I agree with that. I think.
Yeah, I mean, he could be like the Al Pacino, you know. Just a regular guy. But,
businessman.
Yeah, but I mean.
But he's not.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying. You know. He I think he presents himself how he wants to
how he needs to influence you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. So
agree.
I mean by all okay.
This
is
fun. I know.
Good job, Nate. That was a good pick.
Yeah, it was good. He's proud of himself.
I know.
He should be.
He really
pat myself on the back.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's actually a very challenging topic.
Yeah, it is.
I know. It's hard.
It's
yeah.
not your average ghost story or haunted prison.
There's a fun aspect to it, too,
it's also
seriousness, too, right? I know.
And then how much do we get into the religious? Gosh, and,
I think we covered it well, though.
Do you want to talk about, you know, exorcisms and demonic possessions?
Right.
And I mean, they're just...
Yeah.
He's part of everything in that realm.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, you know, my favorite college baseball team is Arizona State Sun Devils.
Yeah.
And I wore my shirt. This was I knew they weren't going to make the tournament because they had a losing record. First year coach. Hey, they'll be all right. So one of our secretaries at church, she goes, but I wore it for their last game, you know, and she goes, why are you wearing that devil on? She was kidding. She's totally... like she is not that type, you know, but she was like, oh great, wearing a devil shirt in church. I go, I know it's one of your teams, your many teams, you know. And I said, it's Arizona State Sun Devils. I said, I'm not she was just giving me a hard time, but I was like, yeah, probably there's somebody would be like, what is that? what's he got that on for? But anyway, she was just giving me a hard time, teasing me. He represents my favorite college baseball.
There you go.
Not Satan, but the
Satan, well,
the image.
You said it. No, it's good.
I know. Great.
I get it.
Yeah. He throws a.
Do you think the Grim
some
Reaper?
I do. You're going to say.
What?
You think Grim Reaper has ties to him, or is he just an in-between guy? Because he sort of.
Grim Reaper's somebody we need to talk about, too.
Yeah.
That's also one of your picks. Spoiler alert.
Do we want to get into
Yeah, let's save that for the Grim Reaper talk.
Because I think he works with God.
I think he's a guide.
Kind of a middle.
A middleman guide.
Yeah.
I think he got burned. No,
yeah.
With the hell.
Telling you that it's your time and there's the escalator up or the escalator down.
Right. He's kind of like, he's neutral. I don't know, man. I'm just a contractor. What do you got?
I like doing what I want.
I've got papers here. It says you're going down. All right.
I get paid the same.
Yeah.
Come with me the easy way or the hard way.
It says you're going down.
The easy way or the hard way, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I got the sickle.
Yeah, not the popsicle.
Or the motor.
Oh.
You like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the jokes.
We better quit. Okay. No, that was good. I don't have any more to add. I'm satined out.
Satined out. Well, then that means I've been sitting over here giddy as heck. I didn't say hell. I am giddy over here because I have, with all this, it's a little bit of darkness, right?
Let me guess.
A little bit of fun.
Middle-aged
You know it's going to be a middle-aged moment, baby.
Moment, yeah.
Okay, but you're going to love this. And I told you guys, I had something in surprise for you, right?
Oh, yeah, you did.
So for the middle-aged moment to come out of the Satan talk, we're going to go with Whitesnake. Get the reference? Whitesnake, right? Here I go
Never
again.
Never heard of him.
Here I go again. Get the Satan reference. He's going again on his own, right? Okay, so Whitesnake, here I go again. This song resonates with me. I love it. It's goofy. It's silly. It's a great way to dance out of the subject. So, and I'm going to have a really hard time not singing this, but I'm here.
Don't sing it.
Here I go. You know I am. I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises. You can't believe I'm doing this, but I am. Hanging on the promises and the songs of yesterday. And I made up my mind. I ain't wasting no time. Here I go again. Here I go again. Though I keep searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for. Oh, Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on, because I know what it means to walk along the lonely street of dreams. Here I go again on my own, going down the only road I've ever known. Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone, or like Satan, right? And I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. I'm just another heart in need of rescue, waiting on love's sweet charity. And I'm going to hold on for the rest of my days, because I know what it means to walk along the lonely street of dreams. I know everybody out there singing by now. And here I go again. On my own, going down the only road I've ever known. Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone. And I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no time. Here I go again. Here I go again, right? So, anyway, it goes on and on and on. I'm not going to keep going on and on. Because I will sing. So everybody can go.
Yeah, I love that song.
Don't just sing it. Go listen to it.
Classic.
But like video, I play too. I thought you guys would enjoy
video's back.
The comic relief.
Slap the bass.
Oh. Slap the bass. I figured you'd appreciate the comic relief of all of that. There's a lot of funness in there.
Oh, yeah. Like I said.
Devil reference.
Contain, man.
Yeah.
My sophomore year, 86 or 87, yeah. So it would have been my freshman or sophomore.
Oh, I think
flailing
of...
Flailing around on the hood of the car.
I think of Will Smith, or not Will Smith.
I got to be a rock star. Will Will basketball.
Will Ferrell in Old School.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? And he's like working on his car, and he's listening to that. Sorry, honey. I'm working.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Keep it on the down. I make it, or what is it? I make it so it's not so street legal. Yeah. Keep it on the down low or whatever. It's just that's so
fun. The Red Dragon going.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah,
it's old school. That's a great one.
Well, that was a good choice.
Anyway, thank you.
That was a good choice. Yeah, you said it was gonna be kind of funny, and I was like, I had no idea where you were going with that. So
I was either gonna go really really dark or really really really.
See, it's
silly.
Kind of like our topics, like a Satan pick. Like, man, where do we go?
Where all kind do of, we go
with his middle age moments and middle age darkness?
Where is he going?
Where is he gonna go?
It's
who knows?
Mental chess, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Or metal checkers?
Something.
Metal cases.
I zoned out. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, you've got second.
I do have the second amount. Second part of the announcements. That's all mixed together. Follow us on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We have an email address. It is makopodcast@gmail.com. We have Tuesday Terrors every Tuesday. We are on all listening platforms. And please give us a 5-star rating or a review if you like our show. Listen to us on any of the apps. We have merch for sale. And we also are offering segment sponsorships. Bada bing, bada boom.
Bing,
bing, boom, bong.
Okay, Benny.
I know, yeah. You're looking at me like, what's with the mafia
talk? Bing, bada boom, yeah.
What's with the mafia talk?
You talking to me?
Hey. You know, like the way I talk, I'm out of here.
Go make some pizza.
I know, I will. Some spaghetti.
Nate.
I love Italian.
Please help us out.
Oh, Lord, here we go again.
Oh,
that's right.
That was quick.
It's pretty smooth. I like that.
Smooth like butter.
I never know where Nate's going to go either on his that's
I don't either.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Mm.
And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our show. This was episode number 69 and our discussion on Satan or Satan.
Commonly known as Satan.
Yeah. And until next time, Creepies, Nate is your sound engineer. And we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.